Well, not necessarily. It's a cold wind most time, not without snow. Or we have snow, and we call it, and sometimes it comes up in northern, we call it a blizzard. It'd be called that lot.
Uh-huh. Is a blizzard and a norther the same thing?
Well, I think it maybe mean the same thing, a blizzard in the north. You hear that used, I never even know what the name blizzard was. What's that?
Well, blizzard
was
just extra cold, isn't it?
Well, it blows in all the time. You hear that, you.
I don't know the terms on those things.
What do you call it when you go outside after a rain next morning, say, and you see that there's a white mist all over the place?
Fog or dew.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a long period of dry weather?
Drought.
If the wind has been blowing gently and it gets stronger and stronger, you say the wind is what?
Getting higher, wind's blowing more, getting higher, wind higher than it was yesterday.
If it's been blowing strongly and then it starts to get less and less, you say it's
ceased or not a blowing as much as was, or wind ceased some today.
If it's been raining very hard, and then the rain starts to get less and less.
It's like it's going to clear off. Might use that last time.
And you know the end of the growing season comes when you go outside in the morning sometime in the fall, see that white stuff on the ground and on the roof.
Frost.
Yeah.
Frost.
And you pick up a bucket with water in it, and you see that it's
icy.
Uh-huh. And you go out and look at your pond, and you see that it's
froze over?
Yeah. I don't know, sometimes that's a good feeling and sometimes it's a bad one, isn't it?
Well, where it don't freeze too hard, it ain't so bad. But if it freezes hard, you have to go cut that ice every morning. Those cattle drink it.
Rough.
If the door were like this and you didn't want it open and I was going out, what would you tell me?
What would I tell him? Use the other door?
No. If I was going outside here and the door was open, you didn't want it open, what would you ask me to do?
Oh, close the door. You go ahead. Close the door, please. Or get it closed myself. I'd kind of, you know, it's going to ask somebody to close it.
Mm-hmm. Any special terms for the outdoor toilet?
Well, in special terms,
name. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been used.
I'm calling outhouses that have different things.
Out toilets. I believe it is. Outdoor toilets, I guess most of them are called, or outhouses.
What's on your back, huh? You been in the grass?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go?
If you're not sure about something and somebody says, well, can we do this? You say, well, maybe we'd better ask him because
he know more about it than we do.
After all,
I don't know much about it, but maybe we wouldn't do it right. Is that what you're about to do? Maybe we don't have, we better get his consent before we do it, if it's on his property or he had anything to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you have reference to? Something?
Yeah. But if you know that he doesn't care, you say, oh, sure, it'll be all
right. Go ahead. It's all out of him. It's all out of him. He don't care. He told me when I got ready to go on hunt there or fish, or that what you ever hunt?
How far have you driven a wagon in a day?
Oh, 40. Go from here to North Town back. Cut part of a little bit of the night sometimes.
Where's North Town?
It's about a mile and a half through McAllister. Old Town, they call it.
Huh.
We used to go to mill there, and I used to haul feet in there.
Whoa.
But I'd get up for a day, and I'd kind of cut through dirt roads till I got